Welcome to Nonprofit Courage Lab, how to ask for more and raise major gifts. I'm Julie Ordonez, your major gifts fundraising coach. And I'm on a mission to help nonprofit leaders like you get the courage and strategy to ask for more. No one has changed the world without first changing themselves. If you want to raise more money to change the world, you are in the right place. You ready? Let's go. Hi, friend. I am so excited to be back with you. Today, we are talking about how you are your results. What we do is who we are. And I see so many leaders who have tremendous potential. They have what it takes. They have an incredible organization. They are great, inspiring leaders. They actually serve their community. And that might be you. And you talk about how you are in a growth phase, how you need to scale your impact. You're looking to raise more funding, to hire more staff, to reach more people. Whatever growth looks like for you, you talk about how you need to grow as an organization. And then if we look at your calendar, there is no indication that you are doing the things that would mean growth. In other words, your talk doesn't match your walk. And your results show that. So maybe you're frustrated that you're not raising more major gifts, you're not raising more unrestricted revenue, you're not raising more multi-year pledges. And let's look at what work you've put in, friend. If you're not raising more unrestricted revenue, when is the last time that you've asked for it? And if you're not raising enough money, when did you ask for a really big gift? When did you ask for $100,000, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million? When's the last time you got really honest about how much money it's going to take to create the impact that you are looking to create? What we do is who we are. And some of you are going to get set free today because you think that you've tried everything and you think that you've done all that you can do. And the truth is, if we look at our calendars and we're honest with ourselves, if we don't like our results, there is a direct reflection on the actions we took or didn't take. Because I believe you have agency. You are really powerful. And what you choose to do or not do is a direct reflection of your results. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, Julie, you know, if you are a Black, Indigenous person of color, if you are a woman, if you are someone who has been marginalized historically in society, yes. The reality is that you have had more to overcome than a white woman or a white man. Period, full stop. That is a reality. And what are you going to do about it? So yes, it's true. You're going to have to work harder. You're going to have to push more. And how you have chosen to spend your time is a reflection of your results. And the reason that this is titled You Are Your Results is because I want you to think about this idea, this reality, that you are more powerful than you previously thought. You have so much power, actually, that this your fundraising results are a reflection of who you are. And you haven't, might I submit, you haven't submitted your full effort into your fundraising results. You haven't prioritized it in the way that you talk about how important it is, then it should reflect differently on your calendar. If you want to raise more money, you're going to have to ask for more money. There's no way around that. That is how it is. So if you keep raising 20, 40, 50K gifts, but you're thinking in your head that you want to raise more 6 and 7 figure gifts, and if you're not asking for those, then that would be why you're not raising them. And if, let's say you're like, well, Julie, I don't have people who could give that amount. I guarantee that you have at least one. It happens every single time. I get on a call with an executive director, a founder, a VP of development, development director, and we go through their top 40 donor list. And there is always one person, at least, even if you are in Montana, if you are in a little town in Iowa, if you are somewhere, you think, oh, I'm in a small town. I'm not in a major market, Julie. I don't know rich people. I'm not in New York. I'm not in LA. I'm not in the Bay Area. I've spoken to people all over the world. And there is always, I have yet to find this. There's always at least one donor, and they know it, who is a billionaire, who is extremely wealthy, ultra, ultra high net worth individual. And the executive director always knows it. They always know who that is. And they'll tell me, oh, I've already looked up their 990 on GuideStar, and I already know that they have 650 million in assets. Or, yeah, this person is a billionaire. I know they own 7 homes all over the world. I'm on a text messaging basis with them. They send me pictures of their kids at soccer practice. You know, our kids go to the same school together, or I went to college with them, or they were my mentor when I was getting my master's degree, whatever it is. And I'm like, why haven't you gone to that person and told them what you actually need? And they'll say, well, you know, I just haven't done that because they already give $200,000. And that's a lot of money. Yeah. So, okay. So you see where I'm like, if you're for real about raising money, then go out and get it. It's sitting right there. Like, be honest with them and tell them what you really need. Don't just tell them that you need 20K or 50K or 200K. If what you actually need is 2 million, let people help you. So if you're not raising more money, you're likely not asking for more money. You're not asking for the gifts that you wish you were bringing in. And if you are, you're asking for them too sporadically. And you have to do that more, which means that something else has to come off your plate. If you are not willing to be embarrassed or uncomfortable or say the wrong thing or ask for too much and look foolish, like, have you really tried everything then? If you talk with people, and you know they have a lot of money and you know they're in your corner and they are not, you're not willing to talk to them about giving the best gift they can give, then what are we really doing here? Like, are you willing to look a fool? Are you willing to risk it? Are you willing to be uncomfortable? Are you willing to stop playing it cool and acting like everything's good? Well, you actually need 2 million, not one. I always ask people, I'm like, tell me about your fundraising goals. And they say, oh, we need to raise $2 million. And I'll say, okay, so what do you need to, what's the goal if everybody gets paid well and you have a bit more in reserve? And they'll say 3.5 million. And I'm like, okay, so what you need to raise is 3.5, not 2.
Hey,
Are you determined to double or maybe even triple your individual giving this year and you'd love some guidance and support? I've got news for you. I have taught dozens of leaders how to raise more five-figure gifts in a month or less inside my program, Courage Lab. If you want to learn more, go to nonprofitcouragelab.com. That's nonprofitcouragelab.com and grab your spot today. Now is the perfect time to improve your fundraising skills and build your personal courage. I got you. Head over to nonprofitcouragelab.com. See you there. Let's get real. And let's have your talk match your walk. So if you want to raise more money, actually ask people who are in your corner for more and stop deciding for them that 200K is enough from that one donor. I should be able to raise the rest of it from XYZ person over here. Why? Says who? What is that about? That's a reflection of you, not them. It's a reflection of how much help you're willing to accept from one person and putting a limit on that. And why is that? If you talk to me about growth, but you're not willing to go to people and be real about your growth, then you don't really want to grow. And that's okay, by the way. I'm not judging you. I'm not saying everybody should have these ambitious goals and want to grow their impact every single year. Sometimes you need to have a year where it's flat. Sometimes you need to focus on infrastructure for your team. You need to focus on, you know, maybe you have some HR things you need to take care of. You know, I don't know what it is. Maybe this is the year where it's not a growth year, and that's well and good. But if you're going to talk to me about how you want to impact your community and then your calendar isn't lining up with that, that's a personal issue. That isn't a pipeline issue. It isn't a fundraising issue. It's a leadership issue. And you're not leading yourself well, my friend. Leaders define reality. So let me define it for you. Are you really doing everything that you can do? Yes, I know that you're tired. Yes, you likely have a lot on your plate, and you're likely prioritizing things that you don't need to be. You might be overcomplicating things you don't need to complicate. When we get enough courage, the how becomes very clear. Let me say that again. When we get the courage, the how becomes clear. It is personal. You are your results. And the good news is that you have complete agency over the choices you make. The world will tell you otherwise. The world will try to keep you small and disempower you and tell you that other people are more powerful over your life than you are. And I refuse to believe that narrative about myself and about anyone else. Nothing is more empowering. What we do defines us. What we do is who we are. And I see so much talk from well-meaning people. And I'm encouraging you today to actually try everything. Pick up the phone. Stop hiding behind your laptop. Connect with people. Get real about what you need and ask them for more. Ask them for help. Let your talk match your walk. Be honest about what you actually need and your real goals that give yourself a bit of cushion so you're not living on the edge with your financial situation and your organization and your goals. Be willing to be wrong. Be willing to be embarrassed. Be willing to have your voice shake. Be willing to be uncomfortable. Be willing to receive negative or critical feedback. Be willing to put yourself out there. You did a bold thing by running this organization, by running the development team, by stepping into a development role is a bold thing to do. And I'm encouraging you today, allow your talk to match your walk. Keep your word. If your word is talking about big, bold impact, big, bold growth, then guess what? You're going to have to take big, bold action. You're going to need to become a big and bold person. You're going to have to leave the small behind, the comfortable behind. You're going to have to hug risk and act like it's your best friend. You're going to have to become someone new. You are your results, and that is good news. If you want to create a bigger impact, you are going to need to let go of the old and the small and embrace taking bigger risks. And the people who risk bigger raise more, period. If you are waiting for things to come to you in any aspect, whether it's email or donor outreach or doing marketing efforts in hopes that people will be attracted to you, and you're not seeing the results you want to see, then you've got to be able to step out and take bold action and go the distance. That's the way it is. And you're capable of that. You are. If you haven't raised more, it's because you haven't asked for it. 9 out of 10. There's always an exception. Likely, you're not the exception. If you haven't raised over $1 million, when's the last time you asked for a six-figure gift then? If you're not regularly asking for six-figure gifts, then that would be why you, because you're asking for the same gifts pretty much from the same people. I mean, ask for 10, 20% more from certain people. Or when you get into a bind, then you ask them for a one-time additional above and beyond gift. Hey, can you help us out? But you're not really positioning yourself for serious growth because you got to ask for serious gifts. Have you honestly tried everything? Are you willing to look a fool? Are you willing to risk it? Or are you going to keep playing it cool and saying no for people? Are you going to keep talking about growth, but your calendar is full of internal BS meetings that are boring, or going to conferences that are not going to be helpful to you? Some conferences are helpful. A lot of them are not. Or filling your time Googling corporate logos or some crap like that when you could actually be out there building relationships with people and asking them for more. That's the gig. So get honest with yourself. Where are you at? Does your talk match your walk? Look at what you talk to people about and then look at what you think about. Analyze your thoughts. Am I constantly disappointed that I'm not raising more money? Well, let me look back at my calendar and look back at my meetings. Oh, wait, I haven't met with a donor lately. Oh, wait, I haven't asked them for anything. I've been building relationships till the cows come home. Well, if you're not raising money, it would probably be because you're not asking, or you're not asking enough, or you're not asking well. You're asking poorly. Could be. Could be a combination of all of it, all of the above. You are your results. This is a matter of integrity. Allow your talk and your walk to match. Put your money where your mouth is, and the donor will too. Step up and do what you say you're going to do. Put it on your calendar. Make it a priority. And when you step up, your donors will as well. If you continue to play it cool, then your donors will think, ah, she's cool. It's all good. They must not need anything. They're just fine. And then you wonder why people are not stepping up to help you, because you're not getting real about what you need. This is personal. This is a matter of integrity. And the good news is you have control over who you are becoming. And it is about one action, one choice at a time, aligning that with your talk and keeping your word. I believe in you. Next time, we're going to talk about becoming a badass fundraiser and what that means. Can't wait. Until next time.
Thanks so much for joining me, Julie Ordonez, your Major Gives Coach on Nonprofit Courage Lab, and for investing in yourself today. Head to nonprofitcouragelab.com to connect, follow, and share. If this has encouraged you, please rate and review this podcast. And remember, nobody changed the world without first changing themselves. Until next time.